Let's get ready to rumble!
Thank God it's Friday!
And now, on with the show! This is HDN.
And it is our goal today to turn your Good Friday into a great Friday.
And there we go, setting the somber tone befitting of this holiest of days. Good God.
Thanks once again to Max Speed for that.
It's wicked.
Okay, it is the Good Friday edition. We have Jamie and Lista's, Lista? I'm going to change your name to Lista.
Okay, sounds good.
Jamie and Lisa's Easter egg hunt today, your chance to win some great radio paraphernalia and memorabilia.
Mm-hmm.
Do want to say I tried to do it online.
Thought
this is great. I spent the entire week setting up this quiz.
Oh, and it was
quiz.
A beautiful thing.
It was. It was had all the bells and whistles, literally bells and whistles, and it told us nothing.
Mm.
It gave us no information about who took the quiz or anything, so how do we give the prizes away?
Yeah, and then it started taking people to porn sites and just other...
The second the page changed to North America's most beautiful butts, I thought, okay, you know what? This probably isn't the way to go.
No. So we're going to continue
because
on...
we weren't in there. And that just...
I was insulted couldn't get over it.
So we're going to do it the old-fashioned way. If you want to take part in Jamie and Lisa's Easter egg hunt, you got to email us. And that's easy to do. Just go to the website and click contact. And there's a form that fills out. It'll take you right here and all that stuff. But you're going to have to do a little more work. You're going to have to number it. Put the answers down. You don't have to put the question down.
Just the
answers.
Just the answers.
Okay. But first, we do have some daily news.
Yeah. Just something quick to tell you about. Congratulations to Jackie Foster. Yes, that Jackie Foster from CTV News. She has just been named to Canada's Commonwealth Games team in lawn bowls. They're going to be going to Glasgow, Scotland in July.
Really?
That is really cool.
Jackie, we're thrilled.
One of five women nominated to the 14-member squad. And, of course, she has been a longtime reporter and anchor with CTV News.
Mm-hmm.
Five men, five women, two para-athletes, and two team officials all making the trip. And, of course, this comes after an extensive tryout that they held in February down in Florida. So that camp very successful for Jackie Foster as she now heads off to the Commonwealth Games.
Hey, old woman, do you remember back way back when Jackie Foster interned for us?
Oh, God, back in the days. She was just a little young. Gaffer.
So let's get into this little quizzy here.
Okay.
Or this big testy, as I love that joke. We're going to ask you some questions, and we're going to make it easier, too, since you're listening to this Good Friday podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you where you can find a lot of these questions.
The episodes, you mean?
Yes.
All right.
All right, Lisa's going to ask the questions, and I'll tell you where you can find the answers.
All right, question one. What is the name of Jamie and Lisa's recently neutered dog?
The big neutering episode.
Yes.
Was April the 9th.
All right. Question two, what's the name of the other dog?
Now, this one, you're on your own. We repeatedly mention the other dog's name throughout the episode, so if you've known us for a while, you probably know his name. He's been with us for a while. If you don't, I'm sure we've mentioned him in a few episodes.
Mm. Question three, what landed on Lisa's windshield while driving over the McKay Bridge?
Okay.
That is not an obvious one.
That was the March 18th episode. Lisa was talking about the trials and tribulations of crossing the McKay.
Hmm. Question four. What did Jamie and Lisa promise to give Sarah McLachlan?
That was the old interview that we had with Sarah McLachlan that we re-edited for podcast use. And that was April the 3rd when we chatted with Sarah.
Question five. Who dressed as the Easter Bunny for this year's Beaverbank Community Breakfast with the Easter Bunny?
Okay, that was the April 7th edition of the Halifax Daily News.
Question six. What province did Jamie and Lisa claim to be rat-free?
Ah, rats. That episode was April the 15th.
Question seven. What newspaper wrote a feature on Jamie and Lisa's podcast?
If you want a copy of that newspaper, we've got about 100 of them in the basement that we're giving to friends and relatives. April the 10th was when we discussed that particular article written about us.
Question eight. According to Jamie, what profession, quote, borrows your watch to tell you the time?
One of my many rants. March 27th.
Okay, question number nine. Who hated the movie Noah?
The old Noah review. March 31st, we discussed that movie. We also talked about the expensive layering of the popcorn.
Mm-hmm. Question 10. What local filmmaker produced an intro for the Halifax Daily News?
And a brand new one for today's episode.
That's right.
Just listen back to the beginning of this one. I think we gave him credit for that already, but we originally chatted about him on April 2nd.
Question 11. What nickname did Lisa's parents give her as a result of her mood swings?
Oh, we just chatted about that yesterday or the day before. Trying to remember now. One of those 2 days. We'll narrow it down to that.
Question 12. What's the name of Jamie and Lisa's recording studio?
We're in it right now. We talk about it all the time, and I do believe it's even written on the blurb about the podcast.
Question 13. Why did Jamie call 311 on the podcast?
Let's give three clues to this one, rather than a date.
Okay. Was it to report snowplow damage to his property? Was it to report a suspicious vehicle with bloody handprints? Or was it to report a pothole on his road?
Okay, which one of those? You can just put A, B, or C.
Question 14. Why did Jamie call 911?
I'm calling a lot of people. Have you noticed that?
Spending a lot of time on the phone.
Yes.
Was it to report a suspicious vehicle with bloody handprints?
Love that answer.
Was it to report smoke coming from a window? Or was it to report a robbery in progress? Question 15. A local art gallery exhibit featured pillows with what on them?
You're on your own on that one. However, we did write about it on the blog with a big old picture, so I'm sure you can find the answer to that one there. All right, question 16. Jamie's most embarrassing moments. Lisa thinks we could do that on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking maybe weekly or monthly. I wanted to know where the first embarrassing moment I talked about took place. That was on March 25th's episode.
Okay.
And finally, what Saturday Night Live cast member was in town?
Ooh, that was a good one, yeah.
Talked about that on March 17th. What member of Saturday Night Live's cast was in town? March 17th is where you'll find that. So that is what? 7 divided by 3, that's 17 questions.
Give or take?
Yeah. I think that is enough. What you do is you write the answers to those questions. If you didn't quite get them, that's okay. You can always go back into this particular podcast.
Yes.
And listen to the questions over and over again.
Dive into the archives.
Have some fun this Easter, and hopefully you can be the grand prize winner of one of those station jackets, radio station jackets, cups, saucers, pens.
Post-it notes.
All right, have a great Easter, and we will talk to you again with winners' names and things on Easter Monday.
Until then.